Hi, in this video, I'm going to be teaching you how you could quickly and easily search for and find the data that you need to know regarding personal income growth. Just in case you're not familiar with the term personal income, I just want to give you a quick definition of exactly what that means. So what personal income is referring to is all of an individual's total earnings from their wages, investments, and other business ventures. So it's the sum of all the income that they're actually earning in a full year. So whether that's that they have investment properties, they have ownership in some businesses, they have two or three jobs, whatever their situation is, it's everything added up into one, and that's their personal income. And this is important to know because you don't want to be investing in areas where the personal income is on the decrease. You want to know that the area is growing year after year, quarter after quarter, because if it's decreasing, that's a red flag. Go to BEA.gov, and what that stands for is the Bureau of Economic Analysis. And this is a department of the U.S. Department of Commerce. This is all free. It doesn't cost you anything to search this database. Once you're on this page, you'll see a menu. You'll see Data, Tools, News, Research, Resources, About, and Help. We don't want to overwhelm you on this video. We're going to just stick with tools. And when you hover over it, it will reveal a little submenu. And we want to choose bare facts. Once here, we see that there are three main ways that we can search: state, or by the county, or metropolitan area. We build our databases by county, and we do our marketing by county. So we search by county, and we suggest that you do as well. If you search from the state level, it gives you a bigger, broader overview of the area, but county really dials down where you want to be. So we'll click on county. That reveals an interactive map. If I hover over any of the states, their color changes, and I could just click on it. I could also select it from a submenu up here, which I'm going to do now. Choose Florida, and then I'm going to click Next. That brings up all of the counties in Florida, and as I hover over them, it will populate with what the name is. But if I don't know the state well, I can use the pull-down scroll menu, which is alphabetized, to choose the county that I'm interested in. I'm going to choose Manatee and click Display. Now this will give us a quick rundown of whatever county I've searched for. So search for Manatee County, and it'll show me really quickly that Manatee is one of 67 counties in Florida. It's ranked 15th in the state for personal income. That the per capita personal income is $45,880, which ranks it 14th in the state. Only 13 other counties is the per capita personal income higher. If the county that you're searching is in the bottom 25% of the counties for personal income or per capita personal income, it's a quick little red flag. So now here's where it gets pretty interesting. Take a look at these year changes, the percents, and see the county of Manatee is 5.1% growth change, as opposed to 5% for Florida as a whole, and 4.4% for the United States, the whole country. So to see that Manatee is doing much better, the economy is strong, it's growing, as opposed to Florida as a whole and the country, we know that it's increasing, the income's good, and it's positive. And then you could see many more facts that we have on here. Net earnings, highlight that. Net earnings, dividends, interest, rent. It really goes into a lot of detail. But primarily, I just wanted to show you how to get to the site and what to look for. And this is good that Manatee County rates are higher than the state and the country. Now I want to show you a county that doesn't look so great. So for that, we'll return to our map. And this time, I'm going to click on the state to show you it works that way. And I'm going to find Glades County. It's in the interior. It's not near any metropolitan area. And out of the 67 counties in Florida, it's ranked 64th in the state. It has a per capita personal income of $22,617, which ranks it 62nd in the state. So it's ranked 62nd out of 67 counties. It's not something that's a big red flag. When we go over here to look at the change from last year, the percent change of growth, 1.8% versus 5% for Florida as a whole, and 4.4% for the United States country as a whole. So this is a red flag. This is in the bottom 25% of the counties in the state. Definitely want to do a lot more research and a lot more due diligence and dig deeper into this, because those aren't great signs to see. But personal income, it ranks 65th. So you just really want to dig in and learn more in a situation like this, 65th in personal income. But there's so much info on here, we don't want to overwhelm you. We just want to show you the basic two or three things that we look for. So remember, bea.gov, that's what it'll look like. Tools, bare facts, county. And it's only going to take you 1 or 2 minutes, just as you saw, to do one or two for practice, get some experience and get this underneath your belt, so that you can do this really quickly and easily when you're looking at new markets or a new property that you might not be too familiar with the area. So I appreciate your time, and we see you on the next video.